put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, with the continued craziness of our hyper-connected world, our favourite generation, the good people over at Gen Z, they have started, get this, a new trend to return to the old boring phones to give themselves a break, and I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Shout out. Now, we are known, we are known, particularly me, for going after the Zers sometimes.
Oh, you hate the Zers.
We often go after the
you
Zers.
Hate the
No, because they're like, they didn't go through what I went through.
What did you go through?
Tomorrow,
mate?
I'm 31 years old.
You are?
Right? Okay, I've been around the block, you know what I mean? Around the sun, whatever the kids
been around
call.
The chocolate block a few times.
Been around the curly whirly. Now, here's the thing. Shout out to the good people at Gen Z, because they're on one here. They are still keeping their smartphones. So they're not throwing them out. They're still keeping them. But they're limiting the use and using the older, like, flip phones and the Nokias, all those, to get off social media and also protect themselves from constant data mining and hacking. Good on them, guys. That's forward thinking from the Gen Zers. You know, I spoke to you the other day. I'm worried that I'm getting hacked. Didn't I?
Yeah,
and you had to tell granddad to grow up.
Well, because
or grow down.
Nate's been getting messages and emails and stuff, you know, like that
from
says,
the toll company.
Yeah,
Linked.
Link, and you know, I saw you a TikTok paid or whatever. Anyway, TikTok. I said, if don't click it, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but now I've clicked it.
Stop clicking.
Well, because I'm worried I'm getting hacked. How'd they get my details?
You also replied to that email from the Nigerian prince.
Yeah, I know. I sent him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I saw a TikTok going, if you get these messages, you've been
data
hacked.
Data's been breached.
So that's I just wanted to message him and go, stop breaching me.
Delete, block, and don't click on it.
I don't know how to block.
Scroll, don't troll.
Scroll, don't troll is the key. And it wouldn't happen if I had a Nokia. So good on you, Gen Z. So this has got a name. It's called offlining. And younger people...
can I just quickly say?
Not everything needs a name.
Thank you.
You're so right, Jim. You are so
just
right.
Go,
you know what? I'm off Gen Z again. No, no.
I don't always want to use my phone. I don't need a name for that. I just said what I'm doing.
Now,
are you offlining?
Oh, my God. I must be offlining.
I'm in my offline era.
Not everything's an era. Not everything needs a name.
Slay.
Oh my God. Shout out to Gen Z. We love you, good people. Now, here's the thing, Jim. Speaking of old phones, there is something we haven't done on this show for a while that celebrates one particular aspect of them. It oozes nostalgia. And of course, it's the classic old radio. Oh, not really radio. Actually, not radio at all. Phone game of Snake. It's Snake. We all played it. We all loved it.
On a Nokia phone. It's
now,
quite popular.
A few times last year, we brought Snake back to the radio. And it was a huge success. So I thought, what a perfect opportunity. Now offlining is becoming a thing and people are going back to the old phones. Why not celebrate a game that we all grew up with, that we all love? And so I'm bringing back to the radio right now, Radio Snake.
Cause our listeners gonna play, and they're just gonna radio snake it off.
Yeah,
slither,
snake, snake.
Oh, it slides in there.
The sneak, didn't it?
Always snuck, I think the word is you're looking for, but we'll play on.
No, mate, I've got a microphone and I said it.
No, that's so true. So, if you say it into the mic, it's a word.
Yeah.
Look, the reason we're playing Radio Snake is because there's been a huge increase in the good people over at Gen Z using old phones just to get off the grid a little bit. Stay disconnected, which you and I, we're absolutely around.
Yeah, and please welcome from Gen Z, Producer Jared.
Producer Jared, Gen Z King.
Thank you, just on the cusp.
Oh, mate, you're still in.
Yeah,
can we just quickly say it's an eyebrow day for Jay?
Why do you always have to bring it up?
Because you bring it up.
Yeah.
So it's nice.
normally,
when do you get them done?
When? Today.
Yeah, today, yeah. Yeah. When do you get them done? You want to shout them out?
No, not really.
Oh.
I don't want people to know where I live.
It also means he pays full price. Okay, Producer Jade, you're in here because you're going to be timing our Radio Snake contestants. How this works is all people need to say is up, down, left, right. Jim, you'll be commentating, offering advice.
Yep.
Whoever lasts the longest wins Radio Snake. That's how this works. Big screen set up here in the studio. Contestant one. Hello, Casey.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, Casey. You play much Snake in your time?
I used to, but so many years ago.
But were you any good back in the day, Case?
I actually was excellent, yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Okay,
that's what we'd like to hear.
Did you ever play with your eyes closed, Casey?
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay, right,
that's
okay.
Pretty much what's going to happen.
Yeah, here. That's how this will work. Okay, so producer...
So it's going to start by going down. So
yes.
Your options are either left or right.
Okay, so your first one must be left or right, and then...
Okay.
And then you...
It's up to you, yeah.
It's on a slower pace, so you don't have to be lightning fast, but like you... Yeah. Get a hustle on. You know what I mean? I've selected worm.
Okay.
Are you ready to play, Casey?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. In. Okay, and you're off.
Right.
Dead.
It was slow, but not
yeah. like, you know, it's not a slug.
okay.
Jared, how long did she last?
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Hey, Casey, believe it or not, you're in the lead, so. It could be you.
If it's a tie, we'll come back.
Bianca, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Now, Bianca, did you hear how Casey went then?
Yes. Didn't do too bad.
Really?
I think she's pretty bad.
I think I differ. Okay, so, Bianca, have you played much Snake? Do you have an old phone? Did you have an old phone?
Absolutely, that's all I had.
Okay, I love that. Okay, so how were you at Snake? Because Casey said she was pretty good and ran straight to a wall.
I know, I'm scared to say that I was pretty good. I'm going to say I was hopeless.
Okay, well, let's lock in hopeless.
Okay.
So again, remember, the snake is going downwards, so your first options are left or right.
Okay, are you ready to play? Are you ready to play B?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. One, go.
Left, right.
No, it didn't.
I'm going to give you another go because it didn't work.
Nath was a bit slow there.
That was my fault.
That was user error.
Let me just check that this is working because it was working for me. Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely working. Oh, God, I did well there, didn't I?
Okay. I just want Casey to know that it was not user error that time.
That was definitely
Bianca
me.
Bianca was Nath's fault.
All right, Bianca, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Two, one, go. What do you want?
Left. Right.
You can't
you go right
can't,
after your left. I mean, you got to go dead. Up or down.
Longest so far.
3.68 seconds.
Hey, Bianca, you're in the lead.
And somehow, Bianca, you've made Casey look better than what she was.
Okay, Bianca, stay there.
So 3.68.
Could go to you. Okay, Belinda, are you there?
Yes, I'm 100% here.
Okay, that's good. I'm better than 70%. Okay, Belinda, you know how this works. Your first one must be left or right, and then you make sure you visualise where it goes. Right? So, you know, a snake can't do a U-turn. Like,
Not really.
So if you go
not
left,
really, okay.
Your next one's got to be up or down. I don't want to tell
you're giving Belinda too many hints.
Yeah, I know, because I just need this to go longer than 3.6 seconds.
That's what she said.
Okay, Belle, are you ready to play?
Oh, I am ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Come on. Two... One, go.
Right, up, left, down.
Oh.
Right, up, left, down.
Oh, she's still
left,
alive.
Up, right, down.
Oh. She's still alive.
Right, up,
dead. Hey, really good, Jared.
How long was that?
That was 15.56 seconds.
How do you feel?
I feel like I just snaked around, eh? It was great. I feel like I'm part of the jungle.
I feel like you might be on the...
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I'm pretty angry.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty pissed off.
I
watched a real shit movie on the weekend.
Oh, is that twice in a row? Haven't you been watching some bad movies? Who's doing this to you?
Oh, no. There was a while ago. I watched the Emma Stone one she won an Academy Award for.
Yeah, the freaky
poor
one.
Poor people.
Poor things.
Poor things.
You've been watching poor people again. I've told you about that. Don't drive through those areas.
With their hand out. Smack it away. No, I watched that. I did not care for it. We got half an hour in, me and my partner.
Freaking weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was not my cup of tea. But on the weekend, this made me even more angry because me and my partner Charlotte made a risotto.
Oh, you did your homemade risotto?
Homemade risotto from scratch.
Oh, Jamie Oliver.
Everything. We bought a nice bottle of wine.
Excellent, yes.
It was just like we'd done it all.
Mm.
The wine was beautiful.
What'd you have? Pinot?
No, because we were told the Chardonnay goes quite well.
Oh, you didn't jump on the Shardy party, did you?
Well, notoriously, it's got a bad rap for a while.
Yes, it has, for a good reason.
But it is the wine of pairing with a risotto.
So when did you turn into our mothers? Let me guess, you put some ice in it?
A few ice cubes in it. Anyway, so we got the wine, we've made the risotto, we've sat down, and for some reason, I can't actually tell you why, I think actually we wanted to watch Dune 2.
Yeah.
Which you do it in my swamp.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Duty 2. Yeah.
And Charlotte wouldn't let me watch that because.
Jeez, there's a lot of rules. Do you want me to have a chat with her?
Oh, mate, you know Meg.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah.
Women. Anyway, so we can't hire Dune. We can't buy Dune because it's too expensive.
No, but they're like $7.95 for 24 hours.
$11.15
You're breaking the bank, eh?
Well, we're saving up for
you
holiday.
You're doing okay.
I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going somewhere. So we watched Argyle because it was free.
Oh, you watched Argyle?
Yes. Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard.
It is awful.
I've heard some monstrous things of Argyle.
Argyle is so, so bad.
Can you explain, what's it about?
So it has Bryce Dallas Howard. She is the main character.
Sure.
And she plays a novelist who writes about spies.
Yeah, she guesses an actual thing.
Yes, the plot is she guesses the real stuff that's happening out in the
real
world.
I saw all the promos. If you see that many promos about it, means it's not good.
But then, like, in the promos, Dua Lipa was in it, Henry Cavill, John Cena. They're not actually really in it because they play the characters that she writes about.
So they're like little cameos.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. But then there's probably about 10 to 12 plot twists in this movie.
Oh, too many twists.
You
get one twist.
Mate, there's one right at the end.
You get one twist, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it at the end, but there's like one bit right at the end where, and by the way, all of them are, you kind of see coming.
Yeah.
It's quite obvious. Yeah, yeah. But it's like trying to be too smart for itself. Oh. It's like, oh my God, this and then this.
Do less.
It was just, I haven't watched a movie this bad in such a long time. Mm. Charlotte gave up on it. Well done to her.
Oh, really? Not into it.
I recently gave up on poor people, poor things.
Yeah, you weren't into poor people. And you did too much charity.
On top of my ivory tower, I looked down at them. And I was like, no, I'm gonna see this through.
Chill.
And Charlotte's like, mate, give up. Let's watch anything else.
And oh,
like,
so you wanted to push to the end. That's very me of you.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, there was part of me that really wanted to go after it on this radio show.
Yeah.
And you know what we say? Don't knock it till you try.
Don't knock it till you try.
So I'm going to watch the whole thing so I know that it's all shit. Not just the start.
Pissed off two bottles of shardy. You were hammered.
I'm smashed on the couch by myself.
With your risotto?
With my risotto.
With your risotto?
I made it out of the pot, mate. I made it out of the pot. Charlotte's gone to bed.
This is angry shardy drinker. Yeah. What's he doing?
So look, I am filthy. I am angry. And I want to do this. What's making you
angry? And can we make you angrier? What's making you angry? Or chill you out. Depends on how we're feeling, really.
Yeah, we just asked 131060 what's making you angry. There's two options here, Australia. Nathan and I will hear what's making you angry. We'll listen. Then Nathan and I will have a sidebar, a little conversation. Now,
we'll step away.
Due to advancements in technology, unfortunately, you won't be able to hear that.
No.
That's just a private conversation between Nathan and I. We shall return, though, and we will either tell you to get over it, move on, or yes, you should be angry. And maybe you should be a little angrier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all because I saw Argyle on a shit movie. Just sorry, I don't want to.
Yeah, don't waste your time. Anybody?
Just a PSA.
It's good to do that. It's good to do that, and I won't be watching it. Matt, welcome to the show. Hello.
How are we?
Good, mate. What's making you angry on this fine Monday evening?
That they discontinued the KFC crushers, yet you can still get them in other countries.
Friend of the show, Lockie McIntyre, is overseas at the moment, and I think they're in Bali.
It's a bit of a slap in the face, isn't it, Matt? What did we do to deserve them being canned here? Yeah, is that how you're feeling?
Well, yeah, what did we do? But the profits were down, I suppose.
Well,
it's a smart business.
I mean,
supposedly.
I don't think we go full corporate, but I mean,
I think we should.
Someone's looked at the books. Well, very good, Matt.
Did you work at KFC, Matt?
No, I don't, but I just want the crushers back.
The colonel by any chance, Matt?
Oh, far from it.
Far from it, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you stay there, Matt. We're going to figure out whether or not you should be angry or you should, get over it. All right.
Stay there,
no one will hear this. We're just this quick for, sidebar, yeah, quick sure. sidebar. I mean, he's done his homework, so he understands why it's happened.
There's apparently people weren't buying them here.
Yeah.
Though I do agree with him. Like, if they just removed it because of, people not buying it, I'd understand. Mm. But the fact that it's available overseas.
What does that mean?
Salt into the wound.
It's salt into the wound, and I get why.
Or crusher into the wound.
No, it does. It crushes the wound.
Crusher.
I just met her. But here's the thing.
If you've ever had one,
Matt, can't hear this, Matt. This
Matt,
is a sidebar.
We are in the cone of silence.
Matt, due to technology, you can't hear us.
Technology advancement.
Sorry, anyway. I think you should get over it.
I actually think you should be angry about it.
You're right, you want to go with that? Okay, all right. We'll roll them up. All right. Okay. We'll enter back. Matt, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, Matt! It's not good enough, is it, Matt? It is horrid.
It is.
Matt, I'm going to need you to dial
a bit more
it up.
Energy
Come
there,
on, Matt. It's not good enough, is it, Matt?
It's not good enough.
Matt, have you ever been angry before? He seems like a very calm, lovely bloke.
Seems more heartbroken than angry.
Yeah, that's true. This is not what's breaking your heart. Right. That's
what's breaking your heart? Can we break it more?
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Chloe, what's making you angry?
I'm so angry. On Saturday, I decided to go for my first girls' night out since having my daughter. I didn't have my daughter with me.
Congrats.
There
Congrats.
Was a power outage where I live, and I come home, and all my the power outage like screwed my fridge. It completely stopped working. All my groceries from the day before all had to get thrown out. I had to buy a whole new fridge.
And Chloe, when you came home and you saw this, you'd had a few wines, I'm assuming, a few cocktails with the girls.
I was hungover the day before, the day after.
Yeah, and you've noticed all this.
And I live on the flight of stairs, so I had to go up like one flight of stairs with the fridge and everything.
Oh, with the fridge.
You had to carry the fridge by yourself on your back
down
the fridge.
No, I had help.
I just like
you
Chloe.
You by yourself, Chloe, with one arm, baby in the other. You baby, are a superwoman. all right, Chloe, you stay there. You won't hear any of this. We're just going to decide whether or not she get over it or get angry.
Okay.
Chloe, you can't hear this.
Sorry.
Chloe, okay, stop saying Chloe, okay, you cannot hear this.
I can't hear anything.
Chloe!
You guys there.
Chloe! You can't hear this. We're in the Kona song.
Hey, Chloe, can you hear this? That's good.
That's good, Chloe. Good.
She can't because we're in the Kona.
She can't hear us.
Due to advancements in technology.
Of course. I think she has every right to be angry.
Oh, mate, she hasn't been out
it's
forever.
Annoying. Yeah. She's got a baby.
And you can't take babies out anymore.
First night on the town.
Barker.
Well, no,
he's
that's
ruined
apparently
it.
You can't take babies anywhere.
So
certainly can't go to a comedy show, can you?
No.
Good heavens.
She should be. And then the fridge thing.
I think she has every
she
right.
She had to carry that up and down the stairs by herself.
No, that's true. With one arm, baby.
With one baby and fridge.
We're going to go back to her. Chloe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Chloe!
Tell us how you feel. Get angry.
Are you angry, Chloe?
I'm so angry.
It doesn't sound it.
I'm so angry.
No, you're
Chloe,
not.
Chloe, give us a...
I can get my daughter, Georgie, do a dinosaur roar.
No. Okay. No, okay. That's making me angry. Thank you, Chloe. Okay, Tanya, we're running out of time very quickly. Do you know what angry means and can you make an angry noise? Go ahead. Go. And that's how you bloody do it.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
And Jim, this Aussie legend needs some sort of award or recognition because he's an absolute legend. Aussie Outback TikToker, Croc Turnbull. First of all, what a name. Croc Turnbull. He's probably about 50, 60 years on this bloke, and he's an absolute legend. He's been getting millions of views online after using videos to convince Americans that all Australians need a kangaroo license so we can officially ride kangaroos, and it's been working. Have a listen to this.
You've got to be an experienced rider to ride a big red. You do have to have your open roo license. We have three sort of roo licenses in Australia. You got your learners, which you normally get around when you're a kid. Then you go on your provisionals, which means you can only ride certain size kangaroos. A male Eastern Grey, that's an open license. And the big red kangaroo, well, that's an open license as well.
How good is that? And the best is the Yanks online, they believe him. They're saying like, hey, I'd love to come to Australia, whatever your name is, Croc Turnbull. I really want to ride kangaroos. And he's giving these genuine responses and they go, oh, okay, I'll look into getting my roo license. It's so good. It's so good.
I lived in America for a bit and they pretty much, it's their world. They wouldn't know or anything. There's a very famous... Chaser, they do, you know, that sketch where they have a map of the world.
Yes,
they ask people to like put, you know, North Korea, South Korea, and people put a pin on Australia for like North Korea and New Zealand, South Korea.
It's so good.
But when I lived over there, I just would tell people like I drove over here on a big bridge.
Yeah, didn't people thought you went over to Alabama via bridge?
Yeah, they thought that there's a giant bridge that connects Australia and America. And then from there, I just went, we got black and white TV, we've dirt roads, we ride kangaroos everywhere.
Yep.
Everyone owns a farm.
And the best is we lean into it because I love it when they believe it.
You just go real hard on
it's
that.
So
and
good.
They go, wow.
So this is the thing, like, Jim, obviously we love Americans on this show because, you know, a lot of them follow us on the socials, love the videos, all that kind of stuff. We also love a bit of gullibleness on this show because our show is 97% taking the piss and making stuff up, right?
Yeah.
And anyone who buys into that, we love.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust anything we say on
the
show.
No, of course not.
Especially Nath. I will be honest. Like, I lie for fun.
Mm-hmm.
For fun.
For fun. Why? For fun.
For fun. Yeah. I like a bit of chaos. Yeah. I like misleading people.
Yeah.
Nath just... I wouldn't say you're a liar. You just...
Fabricator.
Yeah, you say things with confidence.
I say things with confidence. No, I'm a non-Googler.
No,
non-researcher.
You're an answerer.
I'm an answerer.
If someone asks you a
question... I'll always give you an answer.
I've never heard in 10 years, you've never said to anyone, I don't know.
Nah. I'll always provide an answer.
Well, I think that...
I'll provide some thought. No, not even I think. This is the answer.
Yeah, no, yeah.
This is the answer. That's also... It's what this show really stands
really
for.
Is.
It's just never Google
you
it.
You and me together, just don't
it's
Google
chaos.
It.
Chaos. And look, here's the thing. Because I love, you know, people who are a little bit gullible, I wanted to create a safe space for the gullible people out there. You know who you are who listen to this show, right? So jump on the phones right now, 131060. If you are gullible and believe most of the things you hear without question, maybe there's one or two examples, maybe you know a gullible person, 131060. 60, jump on the phones and join Jimmy and Ace Gullible Group.
Let me ask you one question now, and one question only. Do you believe in anything? Yeah. I can't hear you. I said, do you believe in anything?
Yeah!
Yeah! Woo!
Well, you are not alone. It's Jimmy and Ace Gullible Group. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're celebrating the gullible people out there. We've asked 131060, do you believe anything you've been told? This is after a bloke going viral online on TikTok. Croc Turnbull, he's convinced thousands of Americans that to come to Australia, you need a specific kangaroo license to ride kangaroos. Three different categories of kangaroo. Of course, the open roo license allows you to ride the big red.
A lot of gullible people online believing that, Nath. Now, before we go to the phones, I was scratching my head. I was like, who is the most gullible person I know?
Mm.
And please welcome to the show from the poll, Shorty B.
Shorty B.
Hello, mate.
Hello.
Hi, mate. Oh, God.
One of the great gullible people.
One of my favorite,
trust everyone. That's
yeah,
all.
One
that's
of my favorite Shorty B stories is we were out drinking, the three of us.
Mm.
And
that narrows it down.
And Shawnee had time. A drink, a Pimm's cup,
yep.
And I believe it's a cucumber in there.
Yes.
And Shawnee said, I can't have these because they make my nipples hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember,
yes.
They burn.
Yeah. And, yeah. Then in the middle of this nice cocktail place, you were rubbing the cucumber on that nipple of yours.
Nipples.
Do you remember doing that?
No.
Well, you'd had eight.
How
of
many
them.
Were? Yeah, I was going to say.
Is there anything that any stories you remember? Because you do believe everything.
I got told that... octopuses were mythical creatures,
yeah,
and
that's
I
right.
believed it. I believed it. And my teacher told me that.
Yeah.
Well, in grade 11.
Grade 11.
I know.
He's like 16.
Couldn't believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Well, because I'm not a fisherman. I don't know if you know. Yeah,
are you not a fisherman?
I don't like fishing.
You're not a fisherman.
No. Remember the Aqua Cartoon Heroes music video?
Yes, we
and
are
it was
the
a big
cartoon.
Giant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oh. And the big octopus attacks them. And I just thought, actually, that's the only time I've ever seen an octopus. So they're obviously not real. Anyway. Yeah,
so you believe
what do you think calamari was? We didn't eat it.
Calamari, that's a different fish. That's not an octopus.
Yes, it is. Calamari's octopus.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Calamari's a fish of its own, isn't it?
No, calamari is octopus.
That's my favourite fish. I don't eat fish except for calamari.
It's not fish. It's fish. It's can someone outside please confirm?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. We don't need to confirm it. Calamari is squid.
There's no fish called a calamari.
No. Just what you call when
so
you cook it that way.
What are you eating when you eat octopus?
Calamari.
Octopus. Yeah. They, on the menu, they have calamari and they have octopus.
It's a certain way of cooking it.
They so do it, you know, like the rings or the pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's blown my mind.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys are doing the gullible thing. You're trying to trick me.
No, no, it's real.
I'm Googling it.
No, Tabitha. Hello,
octopus
Tabitha.
Octopus is commonly confused with calamari.
There you go.
See, octopus is commonly confused with calamari. They're both a surprisingly different in taste.
Sorry, Tabitha, I'll get you.
Sorry. Many people think calamari dishes are made from octopus, when in fact calamari is actually made from a type of squid.
There you go.
So you guys are pulling my leg.
No, it's real.
Squid is an octopus.
Right, I've got to go to the calls. We'll come at Tabitha. Hello, welcome. Hello.
Hi, y'all.
Where are you from, Tabitha?
Texas.
You're from Texas.
Oh, things are bigger in Texas.
Okay, Tabitha. Okay, are you a gullible person?
Unfortunately, yes.
Is there something in particular that you've believed before, or is there just heaps of things?
Well, I would have definitely believed the Roo license if I was still back in Texas. that would have definitely been a lifelong thing. About a year and a half into talking to my now partner, he told me that drop beers were a thing here in Australia.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Drop beers.
And it took me probably a good 2 years to realize that wasn't actually a thing.
Yeah, no, it's not. Tabitha, do you know what calamari is?
I do.
Yeah, great. We'll keep you on the phone and Sean can chat you at the pulse.
After 10 o'clock.
Isabel. Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
Isabel, would you like to be part of the gullible group?
My sister definitely should be.
Mm. Why would your sister believe?
Well, we came back from a trip from the beach and somehow a conversation came up and we convinced her that we had a penguin in our bathtub.
And I'm assuming you didn't have a penguin in the bathtub.
No, we did not have a penguin in the bathtub.
But what happens when she walked in there and looked and there was no penguin?
Well, she didn't get that far. She asked us all the questions of like, oh, where did you get it from? How did you get it home? What is it doing in the bathtub? Before we just all kind of stopped laughing.
How old was she?
She was about 26, 27 at the time.
Oh, no!
She fully believed that she was getting excited about the fact we had a penguin in the bathtub.
Oh, and then was she heartbroken? When?
Yes.
So what happened when she went in there? What did you say? What did you say happened to the penguin?
Oh, she couldn't get over because she didn't drive at the time. But she was extremely disappointed in us that she wasn't mad that we lied to her. It was more mad that there wasn't actually a penguin in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, when there's no penguin in the bathtub? I'd be cut up.
This is actually really exciting as well, because tonight on The Pulse with Shawnee B, they are interviewing a penguin.
Yeah, and giving one away, Isabel. Yeah, giving away a penguin.
Oh, really?
In a bathtub.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.
No!
Oh,
we just started.
We just started.
Cool. Winter! That's it, guys. Hooter goes off. And we goes off. We goes off out of here. And the boys gets out of here.
Yes, look, unfortunately, we do need to leave. But we're not leaving you empty-handed, because the Pulse is on after us with Shawnee B and Emma G.
Yep.
And they have a big announcement.
A massive announcement.
And a giveaway. Are you giving a giveaway?
Are you
as
doing
well?
A giveaway? Is there a giveaway
There's
on the
a giveaway,
show?
Yes.
Yeah, big announcement. Big giveaway on the show.
Penguins, bathtubs.
Penguins,
that's all I'm saying.
Penguins, bathtubs, and something else is also in the bathtub.
Awkward kitty.
It's an awkward kitty is going to be in the
awkward
bath.
Awkward kitty. Meow.
That's all coming up on the Pulse. You've got to keep it right here, guys. Massive announcement.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. But before we get out of here, show rating, score out of 10, doesn't matter how much of the show you have heard. Please welcome back to the show, all the way from Texas, y'all, Tabitha. Hello.
Hello.
Tabitha, how much of the show you reckon you heard tonight? What's the sample size we're working with?
Probably close to about 10 minutes.
10 minutes is fine. And Tabitha, look, what do you do for work? What do you do for work?
I'm a vet nurse.
Oh, wow.
I love that.
Look at that. You got a favorite animal, Tab?
It would be the fruit bat.
Well, I did not think you'd say that. How many people are bringing in fruit bats?
Not many, thankfully.
So you're a nurse and you didn't know about drop bears?
I'd have to say it's just because I've been a vet nurse for a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you missed it earlier, we had Tabitha on and her partner convinced her that drop bears were real. I mean, we've used them in ads and everything.
Yeah,
it's fair. And also, a lazy koala
is a drop bear.
If they fall out, you know what I mean? If they drop it on you.
Eddie, get a koala out of the tree.
Yeah.
Throw a fridge at him.
Oh, sad. You can stop throwing fridges at koala.
Have a sense of humor,
mate. She is a vet nurse.
I'll send the koala to you afterwards.
When they're getting hit with the fridges, guess who has to fix them?
Tabitha. I'm keeping her in business, mate. That's how it works. Capitalisation.
Tabitha, next time you have a koala that comes in, it's got like Fujitsu on the side of its head, you'll know what happened.
I know who to call.
Mate, I only got LG products. Life is good. Not good for the koala, though.
Tabitha, what do you want to give us out of 10?
I'd have to definitely say a 10.
Oh, very nice. A Texas 10, they call it. A Tabitha Texas 10. Very, very good.
Absolutely.
Anything in particular you like, Tabitha? Anything we should keep doing or anything we should stop doing?
No, you guys make me have, the biggest laughs on the way home after work, no matter, if it's been a real shit day.
Oh,
it's great to hear you guys.
Someone throw a fridge at a koala.
Don't.
That might change it a bit, but we prefer you didn't do that.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.